All Swedish Women Accused of Defamation Connected to Me Too Found Guilty. By Chris Tomlinson on May 15, 2021. All of the women charged with defamation after making Me Too-style allegations in Sweden have been found guilty, according to a review of 10 defamation cases. The Swedish television program Crime of the Week reviewed 10 defamation cases linked to Me Too allegations over the last several years and found that in every single case, judges had sided against the women making public allegations of sexual abuse. All women have the right to their story, and you can tell what you want to a close circle of family and friends, but you can't single people out in public, lawyer Angel Eklund told SVT. The broadcaster noted that 8 women were convicted of gross slander, while the other 2 were convicted of libel. 6 of the cases have seen a final judgment, while 3 others await appeals, and the final case has been referred for an appeal to the Swedish Supreme Court. Half of the cases are connected to Me Too from the autumn and winter of 2017, while 2 others were made before the campaign and the remaining 3 after. 4 of the cases were accompanied by sexual abuse reports to the police, but those cases were eventually closed. Just 1 case saw charges, but the case ended in an acquittal for the person accused of sexual assault. In 4 cases, no police report was ever made. The Me Too movement in Sweden was largely credited for an increase in sex crime reports in late 2017, with Swedish Crime Prevention Council, BRA, investigator Lisa Wallen noting that November of that year had seen a 33% increase. We know that sex crimes are reported to police. About 1 in 10 victims make a police report. But after the Me Too debate, more people may have chosen to handle such events in a different way and bring this to light, Ms. Wallen said. The Me Too allegations have had consequences other than defamation cases. In 2018, Swedish theater director Benny Fredriksson took his own life after accusations he had let male actors sexually harass actresses and pushed a woman to have an abortion. Later reports stated that the allegations leveled at Fredriksson, which also caused him to resign from the Stockholm Arts and Culture Center, may have been false as no evidence could be found to corroborate the claims. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.